USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Texas will become the largest state to roll back its COVID restrictions next week. Val Dio reports from the Lone Star State.
Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate, Governor Greg Abbott announced on Tuesday, which happened to be Texas Independence Day. It's the latest in a string of states that have relaxed or dropped restrictions as cases have fallen nationwide. He spoke from a restaurant in Lubbock and declared that all businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. The statewide mask mandate first went into effect in July. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The governor's move coming a day after the director of the CDC urged against lifting restrictions, warning of a possible fourth surge of infections. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden says his target for having a vaccine available for anyone who wants one will be sooner than first thought. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
We're now on track to have enough vaccine supply for every adult in America by the end of May.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House on Tuesday as he's cheering plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden also pushing for states to prioritize teachers as essential workers for vaccinations over the most vulnerable.
Let's treat in-person learning like an essential service that it is, and that means getting essential workers to provide that service, educators, school staff, child care workers. Get them vaccinated immediately. They're essential workers.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S. southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House calling Tuesday for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. Senator Tom Cotton says this surge was predictable. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the blame for increased numbers at the border lies with the White House.
The Biden border surge was entirely predictable, and in fact, I predicted it last fall. You cannot promise amnesty, open borders, and health care for illegals and not expect migrants to surge to our border. And that's exactly what happened. Every month since the election, the number of migrants showing up at our borders increased, especially unaccompanied minors. And look what happened compared to the last year of the Trump administration. Unaccompanied minors this January were almost double what they were last January. This February, almost triple what they were. And remember, February is the depths of winter. Texas had a terrible winter storm. What is this going to be like in 2 months, in 60 days, when Texas and Mexico have springtime weather? This is entirely the fault of Joe Biden and his open borders policy.
And Texas is lifting its mask mandate. Val Dior has the details from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.